We're going to continue the hour now by talking about Tar Heel baseball. Their final series of the regular season is coming up this weekend at Bosch Emmer Stadium. UNC is hosting Florida State Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Going to be a great weekend to be out there for the games as the Heels wrap up the regular season. But Friday in particular is going to be really special because UNC is going to be paying tribute before the game to legendary longtime former head coach Mike Fox, who stepped down last year and is deserving of every recognition the team can bestow upon him, and they're going to be honoring him at 5:30 before the 6 p.m. start time for the game. Tom Jensen is, of course, the director of public policy polling, also the longtime Tar Heel baseball super fan and a big personal fan of Mike Fox as well, and joins us here now in the studio to say a few words about it. Tom, thanks so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Great to be with you.
Thoughts about, first of all, before we get to the actual recognition on Friday, thoughts about Mike Fox as a coach, as just the legacy that he's left in Chapel Hill?
Well, I think the greatest tribute that you can pay to anybody associated with the University of North Carolina is to compare them to Dean Smith. And I really think Mike Fox is deserving of that. Not only did he lead North Carolina to become one of the most successful college baseball programs in the entire country over the time of his tenure, but he really always did it while doing things the right way. His players went to class, graduated. You know, we know about all of Mike Fox's players who became Major League Baseball players. What people might not know as much about is how many former players have become lawyers, ministers, successful businessmen, doctors. I mean, he's really set people up well for the game of life. And one of the things that I appreciate the most about sort of Coach Fox's tenure is, you know, obviously when you go to a school, you're really proud when they win all the time, and the baseball program always did that. But just always was able to be so proud of everything that the program sort of stood for as a whole beyond just wins and losses. You never had to have any sort of trade-off where it was like, oh, we can win all the time, but you have to accept some sketchiness. We won all the time without any sketchiness at all. I mean, we really were, I think, throughout most of Coach Fox's tenure, the model program for the entire country in terms of winning and winning the right way.
You were close to the team for a long time. Favorite Mike Fox story or the most emblematic?
Well, I think something that shows the way that he just defended his players so much over the course of his careers and loved his players so much over the course of his career is a decade ago in the ACC tournament, he got post-game ejected. I never knew there was such a thing as getting post-game ejected. But he didn't like a call that went against the Tar Heels on the last play of the game, and he let the umpire know about it, stood up for his players, so he got ejected after the game. So it turns out that when you get post-game ejected, you're suspended for the next game. The next game was against NC State, and the NC State legend Carlos Rodon pitched in the game. It ended up going 12 innings. Nobody scored in the first 11 innings. The Tar Heels finally scored 4 runs in the 12th and won the game. Take the bus back from Greensboro. It's like the middle of the night. They get to the stadium, and Coach Fox is waiting there with everything to have an ice cream party to celebrate the team winning the game against NC State, even when he wasn't there. And I think that just shows the ice cream party in the middle of the night. It's like he loved his players so much that even though he couldn't be there because he loved his players so much and stood up for them a little too much, he was there. And I'm sure people remember that ice cream even more than they remember beating NC State, and I think it just shows the kind of coach he was.
Would the ice cream have been there even if they had lost? Was it going to be an ice cream party either way, you think?
I'm confident that he would have let them have their ice cream no matter what, but there's no ice cream that tastes better than you just beat Carlos Rodon in NC State ice cream. That's the best ice cream there is in college
Victory
baseball.
Victory ice cream is my favorite flavor, too.
Yes.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, again, the Tar Heel baseball team is going to be honoring Coach Fox at 5:30 on Friday ahead of the Florida State game, which is going to be at 6 o'clock on Friday night in Bosch Emmer Stadium. What do you know about the actual commemoration that they're going to be doing?
Well, I think the big thing that should be noted about the commemoration is he retired 21 months ago, and the reason that we're only just now doing this is he intentionally retired during the offseason because he didn't want a lot of fuss about his retirement. He didn't want something like this where everybody's going to come together around and celebrate him because he's a very humble person. It was never about Mike Fox, always about his players, always about his coaches, always deflecting all of the credit for the things his team's accomplished to those people who played for him and worked for him. And I think that is really why it is so important that we have this celebration. This man deserves to be celebrated for the incredible work that he did over the course of 22 years, but people might wonder, why is it taking so long? Well, he sure wasn't pushing them to do anything to honor Mike Fox, but there's going to be a video presentation. The president, the chancellor is going to be there, the athletic director is going to be there, and it's also my understanding that there might be some nice surprises. So I think anybody who cares about UNC baseball should really make a point of getting to the game by 5:30 Friday to honor Coach Fox.
That's really cool. And in talking about his humility and not wanting to make his retirement about himself, we're not trying to draw any subtle distinctions with anyone. Okay, I didn't... Could not possibly have been further.
Be contrasting him with a certain other person from a certain other school. No, never, never.
Coach Mike's all come the same. Coach Mike's all come the same. Speaking with Tom Jensen again, the commemoration is going to be Friday, 5:30, Bosch Emmer Stadium, ahead of the game. Should be a lot of fun and really important for Coach Fox and for the history of Tar Heel baseball. So anyone who's a Tar Heel fan should be out there. Anything else the folks ought to know?
Just the other thing I think people should know, Coach Fox would want all the focus on Friday night on the current team. 3 weeks ago, the UNC baseball team would not have made the NCAA tournament if the season had ended then. They're really on a good run right now. They won series over NC State and Wake Forest the last two weekends. They've won the quote-unquote state championship now, because in addition to series wins over State and Wake, they also have them over Duke and East Carolina this year. If the Tar Heels can win the series this weekend, I think that will pretty much absolutely 100% lock up an NCAA tournament bid for them. So I know that there's nothing that would make Coach Fox happier than to see so many of these players who he recruited make sure that they get to play in the NCAA tournament. So it's a great time to support this team, and it's a great time to show appreciation for Coach Fox.
And for a team that was on the outside looking in to make a comeback at the end of the season, not trying to draw any subtle comparisons with any other team either.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. And Coach Forbes, just like Coach Davis, each replaced a legend, and I think they're each making their way and doing a good job.
Tribute to Coach Mike Fox, 5:30 at Bosch Emmer Stadium on Friday before the Florida State game. Be there. It should be a lot of fun. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.